badly drawn boy on XFM 104.9. I'm Ricky Gervais, with me Steve Merchant and Carl Pilkington. I'll tell you what, the Sony's then.
Oh!
This Thursday at the Grosvenor House Hotel.
Yeah.
Everyone in radio's anyone has entered their show in different categories saying, oh, you know, they get it down to, you know.
Winners this year included the brilliant Dominic Mohan, former showbiz editor of The Sun.
Lots of people won gold, lots of people won silver, lots of people won bronze. We didn't get a sausage.
Nothing.
This show was deemed not worthy of anything. I mean, not a look in. The panel looked at it and said, well, no, definitely
this is not radio.
Didn't get a vote. See, that annoys me on so many levels. Let me tell you one, right? I've never complained about losing an award, okay? Ever. Yeah, mainly in TV. I know we've won a lot, but we've been beaten by Peter Kay. Good luck to him. He's brilliant. Beaten by Phoenix Knights in sitcom. A lot of people like that more than The Office, and vice versa, right? No qualms. But the shoddy shite that I heard that night beating us, I was furious. I don't understand. There's people, regional, it sounds like hospital radio, right? I shouldn't even be on XFM. I thought, it's beneath me.
Yeah.
And I thought, well, I'll give them a hand, right? Let's show them. And I want to know who the panel was as well. I do not believe it. How can they I was looking back over some of the shows, right, before I go, Carl, and I've just done a little excerpt of, you know, a trailer of what we do, what we're about, and I don't know how the panel could overlook this. Play a bit, Carl, please. Shaking her muff, minge and tits around does not make her a hoe, then what does?
These kids at school with big heads.
Carl, what are you talking about?
Shut! Hello, my name is Holy Fuck.
Right, there's this monkey that, was on a train station.
Right.
What if you mean cock to mean penis?
But it was me Down Syndrome, son.
Oh, chimpanzee, that monkey news.
So we've still got monkey news coming up.
You're an idiot! You know what I mean?
That's, to me, quality broadcasting.
I don't know how they can say that isn't worthy.
That's what we sent in to the Sony people. They listened to that. How they didn't think that was dynamite stuff. It doesn't make sense. You know, I've been thinking about this since Thursday, because I've been a little bit down in the dumps.
Yeah.
What I think it is that with the radio, with the TV show, the TV stuff we've done, Rick, we put a lot of work into that.
Yeah.
We get the script, we got the script, we spend a lot of time on it. What this show is about, it's very much about spontaneity, it's about our personalities, and I don't think we're ever going to win an award for our personalities. I think that's where we're going
wrong. Do you know what I think? I think that when we're together, we're the auteurs of The Office and, you know, and we're strong on it, and we're just two, we write it, we direct it,
yeah.
we cast it, we can worry about the font and stuff on the, you know, we do everything.
Mm.
There's a weak link in our midst, I think.
On the radio show?
Yeah.
Right,
I'm
just trying to think what the common factor is, because on the award-winning TV show, it's just you and I.
Yeah, I don't know. Well, I'll tell you what, can we play a record, and let me think about this, because there must be something.
There's got to be a factor.
That isn't in The Office that's in this, that means that The Office is award-winning, and this is a pile of shite. Brown Sugar by the Rolling Stones on XFM 104.9. I'm Ricky Gervais, with me Steve Merchant, and with us, Carl Pilkington, the third member of this team.
Mm.
Team. Me and you do The Office.
Award winning.
Yeah, and us three do this show.
No awards. Nothing.
Carl, what are your thoughts? What do you think's wrong with the show? Why do you think the panel listened to our show and said, that is awful, it's not actually a radio show?
Well, can I just point out, many people may not realise, that last year we won a bronze, so we've actually gone down, we've actually slid off the list entirely.
I know, but I mean, but Carl wasn't really as involved last year.
Well, I remember last year, it was very much you and I.
Yeah, I mean, we just started out on it, yeah, so I mean, so you can't really compare. Hold on, though.
Well, interesting.
What do you think, Carl? What do you think the reason
thoughts,
is?
Thoughts, Carl?
Any thoughts?
I see what you're getting at, right? But
you're not stupid.
But when I put the compilation together,
yeah.
I made sure that it was mainly you two.
Mm.
So don't be doing that. Don't be playing that game.
So you put the compilation together?
Yeah.
Right, again.
Ah, right, interesting. Because
we were involved with
we
that.
We usually do The Office, edit The Office and everything. We have the final cut on The Office. So you... Oh, I see. So
yeah,
you. Oh, right. No, no, no. So you're the producer.
You had your fingers all over it. Interesting.
Yeah, that's interesting. So, oh, well.
That. So the tape was the smoking gun, and whose fingerprints were on it? Carl Pilkington's.
Yeah. That's interesting. We didn't. get a sausage.
Mm.
But, you know, do you know what, seriously though, you know, you...
Well, I don't mean seriously, it is his fault.
I know, but I mean, it's our fault as well, because we should have known better, right? But...
Than to employ him, yeah.
But, I actually think it's a slap in the face. I want to know who the panel was. A lot of Sony are thinking, just handing it out to the same old people. Mm. You know what I mean? Every clip they played was a funny phone call. Mm. Do you know what I mean? Mm. And so, I'm
Did we send any of our funny phone calls in?
So if anyone cares, I think we should knock this on the head as a protest against Sony. And I say, I've never complained before about Lula, but I mean, this one, don't know what they're thinking. I want someone on the panel, it was entertainment, I want someone on the panel to phone up and say why they think this show is rubbish.
Well, and apologise.
Well, not apologise, if they tell me why, you know, because, you know, listening to that clip there, I can't see anything wrong with that as...
No, sure.
...as sort of, you know, daytime radio.
It's interesting. I mean, I don't think our number one fan, Dickie Anderson, Richard Anders, was on the panel, although he here has emailed in. He's got a couple of thoughts as to maybe why we...
What is Dickers doing, man?
Dickers says, commiserations on not winning a Sony. I can't believe you didn't win, naturally. Oh. I mean, apart from your show's obvious lack of quality and effort, having a monkey for a producer, offering the biggest load of tat as competition prizes, saying hairy Chinese kid 48 times every show, rockbusters, not bothering to turn up for weeks on end, only having three listeners, introducing the comedy characters Camp David Harry Fook, which I think he spelt wrong there, Stephen Merchant. I'm not a character. Apart from insulting every race, religion, and sexual orientation, bickering like schoolgirls,
we haven't done everyone yet. We have not insulted everyone yet. There's loads to go.
Despite the fact you generally bring misery into the lives of anyone who listens, I thought you were surefire winners. Better luck next year.
Well,
I mean, a couple of constructive, you know, criticisms there, but generally, I still can't nail it.
Was he on the panel?
Well, I don't think so. I don't think so. Well, he's a fan, so...
Yeah. Well, no, he's clearly a fan. I mean, yeah. he obviously loves the show. He has hit the nail on the head.
Oh.
Which...
Yeah.
But, what should we do? Should we give up or should we try harder? That's always my dilemma in life.
Sure, yeah.
I mean, I've always gone for the first one.
Give up?
Why bother?
Yeah.
If they can't see, just give us the award. Yeah. And then worry about it later and we won't let them down.
Yeah.
Now they've got blood on their hands.
Mm.
We're gonna...
Yeah.
What should we do? Give a month, couple of months notice?
I think so.
Okay, well, there you go.
I mean, seriously, I mean,
I'm not being wacky now. We haven't told Andrew, but...
I think we've run our course with this show.
Yeah. So let's okay, we'll give it a month, and it's because the Sonys didn't give us anything. Play record.
Yeah.
There you
go.
Well,
you've got to do a bit longer than that.
No, we haven't. Got to give a month's notice.
No, you've got to work till about September if you're going to...
No, we haven't.
Yeah.
No, we can give a month's notice. We're, you know, whatever, they give the money back somewhere.
Well, you give your money back.
Yeah, I know. What are you going to spend your 80 quid on?
True.
By the way, Red Hot Chili Peppers on XFM 104.9. So, a few more shows.
And then
I hope Sony are happy.
Mm.
They should encourage, you know, we've only been radio, you know, a couple of years.
Exactly. Trying. They should encourage young talent like you.
Yeah. Instead of giving it to Radio 1 and Radio 2 and...
The old war horses. We just had a quick email. I wonder if you could answer this. It's James from NWL. He says, Ricky, is Carl going to be on this week's show? Please let me know, as I may listen if he's not. sadly, he is here. Oh, I mean, people are already turning against you, Carl, because they've seen what's happened.
Yeah.
I think they've probably realised that we've...
I think we gave him too much. I think, exactly, I think we've got a spoiled sort of kid in our hands. It's sort of like, you know, we knew how bad he was, but we were trying to sort of bring him out of his shell a little bit.
Yeah.
You've got to encourage sort of... children like Carl.
Well, yeah, exactly.
Sort of fend for themselves. Mm. I like the fact that Dickie Anderson had that wonderful rant. It was an articulate email. It was quite long, and he must have typed it immediately. I'm thinking, because he's a fan of the show and he thinks I'm a, you know, a genius, we need a PA.
Sure.
Don't we?
Yeah, yeah.
Do you reckon he'd come and work for us?
Well, he can't be any worse than what we've already got.
So there you go. Then we're giving up radio. We're going to concentrate on television. Carl's going to probably go back to what your little, just doing your sound.
The thing I won a silver for at the Sonys. Funny that, isn't it?
Oh, you won a silver, did you?
I got a silver. Yeah.
Oh, yeah. What was that for?
For doing the proper job that I do here in the week.
Well, no, it was two of you for a start.
Yeah. Well, there's three of us. Can't even get a bronze. Now who's the weak link? Right?
Well,
bit weird, isn't it?
Let's not argue. We haven't got many shows to do.
To be fair, though, this show is I think it's more to do with the fact that you talk on this show that has brought us down.
Right, I haven't said anything hardly today.
No, well, this is an award-winning show potentially.
We'll add this one in for next year.
Oh. If you could just keep shtum, we might have a chance.
All right.
Well, coming up, right?
Carl. Let's put it behind us.
Okay.
Let's draw a line under it.
We had a meeting yesterday. We thought we better, you know, for the last few shows, plan it a little bit. Mm. And me and Steve came up with a great idea. We're going to offer Carl money to do stuff.
Yes. That's the quality of the ideas on this.
Yeah. Yeah. And I've brought some money in, little stuff, because we had him showering with our mate Johnny for £1,000 yesterday.
Yeah,
we
just got into a discussion, and then one of us suggested that how much would it cost us to pay you, Carl, to have a shower with another man?
You're just in a shower, normal shower. You're just washing each other, yourselves.
You're just having a chat, washing yourselves, having a shower.
Yeah.
But and it's a regular shower in a regular house. It's not a shower in a swimming pool.
And he went fine. He got £1,000 out of it. He wouldn't do 900. He got £1,000 out of it. But then we said, and we'll have to watch to make sure you do it.
Yeah.
And he went, no, that's weird. So, but what? Why? What's it?
This is what annoys me, though, right? The whole idea of, oh, what would you do, right? So I bet you missed out there. When we started this chat saying, oh, I wonder what you'd do for money, it did start off with, would you rub Dale Winton's neck? Would you give Dale Winton a massage for 20 quid?
No, but you have to say no, 500. We're trying to find out what your price is. What price, Carl, is the name of the show. He's got a bit of a knot, he's stressed, he's been doing supermarket sweep, and he's furious. One of the contestants was answering back, calling him names, and he's got all knots in his neck. Just give him a little bit of a, 5 minutes.
A little neck massage.
How much would you do that for?
He's naked, and it's just a little neck massage.
There's nothing going on. It's like,
see, there you
you're
go.
Naked as well, naked. But it's just the two of you naked, giving him a little massage.
No, seriously. Would you give him, okay, would you give me a foot massage?
For how much?
What's your price?
And what are the rules, though? Can I wear gloves?
No,
just, let's start off simple. Would you take off my shoes and socks?
I'd do it for, 50 quid.
Right. 20 quid to take off one shoe and one sock, but like you mean it. You just take the shoe off, you go, and as you're putting down my sock, you pull the sock down slowly, you look me in the eyes and go, what lovely ankles.
Seriously, how much? What price?
20 quid a foot.
20 quid a foot.
That's got to be worth it.
So 20 quid, you will take off my, we'll put on some soft music. Right?
I don't need it today. That's what I was saying to you yesterday.
You always need it.
Do you know what I mean? No, you don't. At the moment, I'm quite happy.
Give it to a homeless person. Give it to a charity.
Well,
get him in here. Are you still going to shower with Johnny for £1,000?
Not now, because you said, and me and Steve are just going to stand in the corner and watch.
Well, we've got to make sure you do it. You might go in there and just, wet your hair and come out, pay Johnny 500 quid and go, yeah, we had a shower. How will we know?
Sorry, I'm quite interested about the shoe and sock.
I'm back to the shower. You just have to wash yourselves. Now, we have to inspect that it's really clean, because we want you to wash certain parts really...
Right, well, why have you both got to be in there, then?
Well, no, because one of us. Can we just take... Or can Steve film it?
as evidence. Just as evidence.
Or we'll... I'll tell you what, we'll leave the DV camera in there. Neither of us to be in there, then we can just watch the video.
Yeah. Are you a couple of benders?
No. No. But can we discuss further the taking of the shoe and the sock? Because I think there's £20 in. I'm willing to pay £20 to see that.
Pretty in Pink. Psychedelic Furs on XFM 104.9. I'm Ricky Gervais with me, Steve Merchant. And our little pet monkey, Carl Pilkington. It's Carl. So, 20 quid, tenner each, me and Steve will pay good money. Right, we'll see you all right. I reckon even Andrew Phillips, the head of XFM, would probably give you an extra 20 quid if this is entertaining as I think it will be to the listening public. Just do undo my shoelace, and Steve are going, Carl's now just gently undoing the lace.
Yeah.
He's releasing the tongue.
of the shoe.
Well, and don't preempt anything.
Okay.
So come round then, Carl.
And he's gently pulling down the sock.
What, you just said you'd do it for 20 pounds.
Oh, come on! You said you'd do it for 20 pounds. Oh, so you work me up like that, and then you just... Come on, come and take my shoe and socks off, and put it down, and pull the sock down slowly, and go, what lovely ankles.
No, because we had that chat yesterday about
this,
right?
Come on, Carl, you just said you'd do it.
Yeah, but I don't really need- if it was more money, I might do it.
Oh! That is typical!
Okay, firstly, we had a little wage on at the Sony's, and you owe me £10, so count my £10 as part of that.
Exactly.
So that's my £10, so you already owe me that anyway, so I'm demanding that instead of giving me the cash, you do this.
Yeah, and I'll give you £10 just because I got a bad back and I need someone to help me take my shoe and sock off. Because I think I'm getting that airplane thing where my feet are swollen up.
Yeah.
Yeah?
Well, you've been auditioning people for that job, haven't you, all week?
Come on.
No, I ran it past Suzanne last night, right, because I knew you were going to do this, right? And I said, would you be annoyed if I know we need a new kitchen and that.
Yeah.
But can I leave it? And she said, it's up to you. You do what you want to do.
But we're not interested in what Suzanne thinks.
Yeah, well, I don't
Carl, you just said that you would do it for £20. We are offering you £20.
Just to take a shit, I mean, I assume you'd take that off as a mate. If I twisted my ankle playing football and I hurt my back, I go, take my shirt and sock off. You go, yeah, no worries, mate. I assume you do that for a mate who's hurt his ankle.
Yeah, but it's not the
Toya,
same,
Toya bound Wayne Sleep's foot when he was bouncing on his bed and hurt his ankle. She didn't expect money from it. She didn't want Sleep to pay out money. The singer of Mystery does not need Wayne Sleep, probably our greatest dancer since Lionel Blair, to pay money to help his ankle out. I thought we were mates.
It seems to me that you've already lost us a Sony this week. The very least you could do is bend down now.
Take your shirt off.
Move on.
No, come on, Carl. Seriously, we've
come
got
on.
To do this.
Take the shirt and sock off.
I'm not doing it. It's too... It's
Carl! Why not? I'm so angry.
Yeah, because you said you would. You've welched on the £1,000 showering with Johnny. Johnny doesn't even know about this, so Johnny's probably lost out on money. I suppose you'd split some up with him for having the shower with you to get you the money in the first place. So
the problem is this, Carl. People now are listening, expecting to hear this.
That's why we didn't win awards, because you'd never go through with it.
You've promised them something and you're not going through with it.
Play a record.
You're just like all the girls I speak to.
A little surprise for you there. That's Coldplay here. They're live through there. Thanks. Can they hear me? Yeah, brilliant. Do you want to say a few words?
I'll have a quick word with Chris, lead singer Chris. Chris, good to have you here.
Hello.
And how's it going with Gwyneth Paltrow?
Brilliant. Yes. She's a lovely lady.
Yeah, no, I thought so. Yeah, I saw her in Shakespeare in Love.
She's good in that, isn't she?
If you would pass that on to her, just say I enjoyed that. It's going all right. You going to get married or?
Yeah, so I'll marry either her or that Julia Roberts woman.
Yeah, either one is good. Yeah. I know you're on holiday at the moment in Hawaii. I read in the paper today.
No,
you're actually here.
I'm actually here.
Okay.
Got to go.
All right, just a couple of quick.
See you later, Chris.
Yes, see you, Ricky.
So that's the sort of guests.
That's the caliber of guests. We're just trying to up things.
Just like Jonathan Ross. We've got guests like Jonathan Ross. That's Coldplay. Just popped in.
So if you're the Sony people listening, you might wanna...
And we've still got Carl to take off my sock for £20. Okay? Let's do it now. Let's just get it over with and do it now.
Come on, Carl. Let's get our cash out then, Rick. There's £10 right
No, you don't owe him because he owes you 10, so I just have to pay him 10.
Okay.
Yeah. So go on then.
Not whilst Coldplay are here.
They've had to shoot off.
Come on.
I don't want to do it. Tell me what's been on now for half an hour.
Okay, well, okay. At the end of this, why won't you do it? It's ridiculous. You won't have a shower, you won't take my shoes and socks off, you won't do anything. You won't give Dale Whitten a rub down. What will you do, for Christ's sake?
I don't want to do it. Except my mum and dad have heard about how well I'm doing in London.
Yeah.
Right? They've heard about, you know, the Sony Awards and that. They're talking to the mates. They're saying Carl's doing well for himself.
Yeah.
Let's have a listen to him on Sky.
Yeah.
They're tuning in. I'm taking off socks for money.
That'll be the first time that anyone in your family has actually made, you know, money without stealing, thieving, or committing some kind of atrocity.
Well, let's just do it quick then, because
the first honest
it's
money.
Getting on my nerves. It's actually annoying.
Excellent. All right. Well,
give me the money, Steve.
He's just taking a tenner off me.
The tenner back.
Right. Okay. Okay.
Let's go like that. You've got to do it properly. You've got to do it slowly.
Go ahead.
Right. Just gently. I can't see what's happening.
Pretend I'm working on shop. There's nothing normal.
Come on. Just get it done.
What's that?
You're whistling.
What's whistling? What's the whistling?
Sort that out. I can't believe.
Right.
Okay, now do it properly, gently.
Yes.
It's a sweaty trainer, which just makes it all the more.
Just right.
Gently caress it, caress it.
There's someone watching in the office.
Caress it there. Don't just gently ease the shot.
Just gently off. Just like working on a shoe shot. There's nothing. Nothing weird about it.
Just gently ease
that off. I'm the best!
Alright, now it's just. Right, now, just come on, stop. Gently do it. Don't just rip it off.
Down, yeah.
Slowly, slowly. Tease it. Tease it.
Oh my god, I don't like this! I just wasted a tenner, that wasn't enjoyable.
Now, wait a minute, you've got to say.
Say something nice about my ankle.
Say, you've got lovely toes and I love your ankle.
You've got nice toes and that.
Say it properly.
I don't like it anymore.
Do it, and you've got right. To say, you've got to say for the tenor, otherwise you're taking it back. You've got to say what lovely ankles you've got, but in a sweet, seductive voice.
Right.
Right, you've got nice ankles.
That is not how you would seduce
would
a woman.
Like
you
that.
Would not seduce a woman like that, Carl.
I don't.
Suzanne.
I don't.
Imagine that.
I don't know. I don't feel good about it.
Leave it off, because I want to see if we can get him to massage your toes.
See, I don't know what's worse. I mean, I didn't like the feeling much. That wasn't very nice because it was all rough. And I you know, and he's a skinhead and he's playing on my feet. And then I thought, oh, I've degraded him. So I don't know what I feel worse about.
You can keep the tenner that you owe me if you massage his toes.
No, I'm not doing that. No,
no, we paid him. He's done it. Yeah, the shoes are back on. We're somewhere else next week. Okay.
If you'd like Carl to humiliate himself for money, email in.
Well, Suzanne was surprised that I was like, last night I told her about it. And I said,
oh, why did you do that? I don't know what I feel now. That's not good. I don't know, that's not good, is it?
And she just said, well, you know, you don't like chucking money away and that. And it was funny because we got talking about, when we bought our first flat in Manchester, right? I bought a bed, right? I didn't have much money. And, what annoyed me is, I bought the bed and it turned up. And I said, where's the mattress? And they said, well, you don't get a mattress with the bed, you've got to buy that separately. And I was like, well, that's not a bed then, right? So, I didn't have any more money. Suzanne's at work, so I thought, well, I don't want to stress her out at work and that, telling her we haven't got a mattress for the bed. I had a word with my dad, right? He knew a mate who had one in the back of a van, right? He said, I'll have a word with him, he'll let you have it. Got the van, brought it round, stunk a diesel and that, but I thought, well, it's free, it'll do.
Yeah.
They brought it up, stuck it in the spare room. Suzanne got home, she looked at the bed, she said, that looks alright. She said, where's the mattress? She said, it's in the next room, but I thought I won't tell her because
sure.
She won't like the idea. She went in, just the room stunk of like petrol fumes and that.
Yeah.
She said, what's going on? I said, well, it's a mattress didn't come with a bed. So I've sorted you one out, I've got this off my dad, and we didn't have one night on it. She said, get rid of it.
Yeah.
I had to go and ditch it.
I don't know what she was thinking. One of your father's friends is driving around in a van with a mattress in the back.
Yeah. Was it a serial killer?
I mean, and she didn't want to sleep on it.
Let's have Silence the Lamb.
What kind of a cheapskate is she? What kind of a woman is she that she won't sleep on a mattress that has been in the back of a transit van?
Yeah, because it's 1985. Petrol, diesel, probably urine, and Christ knows what else.
Yeah.
Oh.
So, you know.
Would you swap pants with Steve for 50 quid now? You'd have to look at him, you go in the toilet, he takes his pants off in the toilet, leaves them there, you go in, right, you come out with your trousers on, you go in, right, take your pants off, put his pants on, leave your pants in the toilet, come out, you got his pants on, he goes in there, you come out, you swap pants, at the end of the show you put it back. How much?
When you say pants, what do you mean?
Just jeans. Underpants. Underpants.
No, I'm not doing underpants.
Why? Why not?
Seriously, these were fresh on Thursday.
Yeah, but
for the
I mean,
BAFTAs, for the awards, the Sony.
Do you know what I mean? But I mean, just name your price. It's going to be more than 20 quid. It's going to be. It's going to be like 80 quid upwards, I think.
No, clean on today. They were clean on today in their boxes.
It's as bad for him as you. Don't remember that.
Thanks for that.
50 quid.
Really? Play a record.
No, hang on, you just said you'll give me 50 quid.
If you go and swap pants. I don't know what's in it for me, I don't know why I'm doing this. It started off as torturing Carl, but not only am I out of pocket, I don't actually want you two to swap pants or touch my ankles.
Well, Steve isn't
I don't know what I've done, this is- I'm the victim here. I've paid out and I don't even like it. Play a record, I want to think about this.
I mean, I've got 50 quid if you... as long as we can swap the pants but both be in the room at the same time.
Band of Gold by the artist who featured in a recent Rockbuster clue, which was, I think, the Jamaican fella needs an aspirin for his head. And that goes, of course, to Frida Payne.
Brilliant.
Rockbuster's coming up, isn't it, Carl?
We start up now. Get it going.
No, let's no. Let's
I thought we weren't doing this anymore.
I know. I don't know what happened.
I don't know.
I mean, we're shooting off in a couple of weeks, so
yeah.
What difference does it make?
Well, we might as well. Now you've mentioned it, it's a good time.
Go on then.
Right. Three cryptic clues like the one you just heard there. First one.
Cryptic. That is cryptic a word.
First one, me younger brother spotted you the other day. Right, that's the cryptic clue. Me younger brother spotted you the other day. The initials JS. JS for the band. Second one, that champagne belongs to the boxer's kid.
The way he looks up, like, it's Oscar Wilde. Yeah. It's, oh.
That champagne belongs to the boxer's kid. The initials are AM. And the third one, the vibrators. And the initial, B.
What? Right?
The vibrators. And the initial is B. So the first one, my younger brother spotted you the other day.
Oh, I know that one, that's ridiculous.
JS.
The phone's going.
Second one, that champagne belongs to the boxer's kid, yeah. AM. And the third one, the vibrators, the initial, B. So, email in, and you win. You can say the prizes later, can't you?
Well, I tell you what, this is terrible. I mean, we didn't even say the prizes, we weren't going to do this. The phone's going. Look at the phones, are gone mental. Right,
well, Carl, did you ever do paintings and drawings at school and then bring them home and your mum put them on the fridge?
No, not really. I never brought them home.
What, did you just screw them up and throw them in the bin?
I just left them at school.
Yeah.
Because I'd never had a bag.
Alright. Radiohead. There, on XFM 104.9. You see,
I'm sick of it.
No, wait, what, this is giving me an idea because, I think what the best thing about this show is what happens when the records are playing. Because we sort of. That's an example, inarticulate. Yeah? Didn't have anything planned. Well, I started my mouth moving, but I didn't have anything planned.
Yeah.
Like.
Why was that? Why don't you have anything planned there?
What?
Why didn't you know what you were going to say then?
Because...
What were you doing when Radiohead was on?
Well, I've made Carl a new uniform that he has to wear in the second hour. What did I do?
You got tissue paper.
Yeah. Toilet roll, yeah.
Ripped a bit off.
Yeah.
Made a little tie for me.
Yeah.
And put some in my ears.
Yeah! So he had earplugs and matching tie.
Yeah.
And he looked good, didn't he?
Yeah.
He had earplugs and matching tie and I squeezed it in there and he went, I can't, it'll irritate me.
Mm.
So, I'm thinking of things all the time to make this more fun for me.
Yes.
And it is just like that.
A quick question. Steve, just want to raise a little point.
Go on.
You say that you're spending most of your time thinking about how you can make this more entertaining for yourself.
Yeah.
Is it worth ever considering the listeners?
Well, I think that if
you're happy, they're happy.
Yeah.
I'm not sure that's true. I've been monitoring a lot of the feedback on the email and stuff.
Yeah.
It doesn't appear to be the case.
But that's because Carl won't go along with stuff.
Sure.
I mean, they could see on the webcam his little matching earplugs and tie that I made.
Mm.
I just did a cartoon that went for £350, right? On the website, right?
Mm.
So that's one now. Yeah, we're going to make it really good. We're going to give him lots of stuff and signed DVDs and everything. So that's great. £350. Who was it?
I think her name was Joanne. It's not definite yet because we haven't got the money off her.
Well, you got to trust them, ain't you? And so, I think people would love to have had a matching, you know, I'd have signed it and everything. Little matching earplugs and necktie made out of toilet roll.
Yeah, yeah.
You know, and he didn't want to wear it. But I had a great idea for a show, right? We filmed the behind the scenes, right, of each show.
Mm-hmm.
So, you know, you get a CD of what went out, but you saw what happened behind the scenes, right? And it follows us through a week, right? And it's called X-Men 3.
Ah, I see, because of XFM.
Yeah.
Right.
And then we can film all Carl, what Carl looks like when I'm squeezing his head, what he's like when we're trying to make him touch us, all that sort of stuff, when he's getting all stressed out in the day and we just pop up, right, what he looks like, his little head,
mm-hmm.
everything.
Mm-hmm, mm-hmm, mm-hmm. And would this be broadcast on TV? Or?
I think so. I think Choice. Something like BBC Three.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I mean, I...
Again,
it's not because I mean, I'm very much in the centre of the storm. I'm very much the eye of the storm.
Yeah.
And I know that I myself would not want to watch that.
Really?
No, because it's...
Negative, Carl? It was like this when you came up with Cheapest Chimps. He wanted to drop Rockbusters. What was the other thing he didn't like?
That other TV idea I had.
Yeah, what, putting a baby in a room, setting on fire and see if it can make his way out?
Setting the room on fire. Let's not get silly.
No, but yeah. He didn't like that, did he? No.
I mean, I don't want to sort of... I don't want to blow my own trumpet, but it does seem to me that my criticism of those things is probably justified. I mean, Cheapest Chimps, where is it now?
Well, wow.
Donald McIntyre took it.
Not really, Carl, not really. It is but a pitiful memory. Both your game show ideas are terrible. This TV show idea, I think, again, it's only interesting to you, Rick. This is what you fail to realise. You've got no sense of the greater public. They don't... to be honest, I'm just taking this from what people are emailing in. They're not interested in Carl.
See, I don't read the emails.
They're not interested in Carl.
I don't read the emails.
They're not interested in Carl. They're not interested in Carl.
But if we did a documentary about him, like they did about Oliver, the human Z...
Or now, that's a different case.
Or that the girl that was older than her mum, or, you know, all those other sort of... things. I think if we actually did a definitive documentary and got in doctors to talk about him showed him
that psychiatrist from Big Brother.
Yeah, and just talked about it and then showed him in his environment, I think it'd be brilliant. I think it'd be a brilliant show.
But I think that's interesting. I think you're right. Some kind of anthropological study of Carl, fascinating. You making a little neckerchief for him, I'm not so convinced.
But that'd be all be part of it. Play record, let's think about this, because I think this is an idea. If any broadcasters are listening, like Greg Dyke or you know, we'd even go to Channel 5 with this, I think, wouldn't we?
I mean, alternatively, if you'd like to incorporate Carl into some kind of Blue Peter appeal...
Let's do so much. Let's just get Carl... Look at his face. How could you not... See, a lot of people still don't know what you look like, Carl. Play record.
That's Across the Great Divide from the band. Rick, I bought a little treat for myself. Today. I've been meaning to buy these ever since I moved to London.
Yeah.
I'm sure everyone listening has seen them. Maybe you don't have them in your own collection. Carl, I don't know if you've come across them in the past. But it's the postcards. Now, most of you, if you're a tourist in London, you see the postcards there. I think there's one with a punk, isn't there, with green
hair.
Yeah,
from 1977.
Yeah, I think there's one which is like probably...
it's probably a grandfather now.
Probably something like a view from London at night and it's just black.
Oh yeah, yeah
that's
yeah.
A classic.
I'm a fan of the baby covered in spaghetti.
Yeah, that's
brilliant. Brilliant. That happens a lot in London, in the old East End. Exactly. Get the baby out. Where's the spaghetti? Yeah, brilliant.
Wonderful memory of London.
Yeah,
But I think to myself, how would I best want to remember London?
Yeah.
If I were a tourist
from Prague, maybe.
Exactly. You're a tourist from Prague. You want to send something home
to your nan.
To your nan.
To Mama Dragowski.
Exactly.
Who's sitting at home eating beetroot.
Yeah. You want to say, I've been to London, I've been to the home, you know, the birthplace of some of the great names.
Dickens.
Dickens, yeah. I've seen, Big Ben, I've seen the Houses of Parliament, I've seen the wonderful things. The best way for me to remember that is a picture of a woman's breasts with pictures of cats painted on them.
They are the most grotesque things.
You've seen these before, Carl?
They're awful.
You can find these on any postcard stack.
It's just a woman's breast drawn a face on it. I think it's all the breasts from London.
So there's all the breasts from London, and the other one, Carl, I think you've got there. What does it say? What's the little tag?
We're a couple of swells.
We're a couple of swells.
But it's just, when were that? I mean, they've been around as long as I've been in London. I just don't know. I don't know. Who took them? Maybe the woman.
I should just point this out, incidentally. If you've not seen them, don't think that it's a topless woman. It's just a disembodied breast.
Yeah.
Or in the case of a couple of swells, two breasts.
I know. And it's just awful. Looks like a snapshot.
Mm.
But what worries me is that what happened was that she was probably the equivalent of Carl, and she had two mates, and they went, look, how much would it, if we take your breasts, how much would you do it, boy? 20 quid.
Yeah.
And they took a picture.
Yeah.
And, right. You know.
How much would it cost for us to paint some faces on them and then take a picture?
Yeah. Oh, that's awful.
I always wondered to myself who that person is.
Probably came to London to get into modelling or something.
I think if you pan further down, she's actually wearing a pair of your pants.
I think if you pull out, she'd probably be unconscious with a needle hanging out of her arm.
But I just imagine See, now that would be a fair representation of London.
During breaks, painkiller on XFM 104.9.
A couple of emails, Rick, that I ought to notify you about. Holly has emailed in. She wants us to wish her good luck. She says that she's one of 15,000 women who will be walking 26 miles around London starting at midnight tonight in their bras to raise money for breast cancer research.
Prostitutes?
No, just regular ladies, I think.
Oh, right.
But I was at a loose end, so that's something for me to do. I'll pop that and support them.
We've got to say hello to Sonia, who's it's her 18th birthday, and we're going to play a little Smiths track for her later. So we're trying to
be interactive.
Yeah, I've seen how other DJs do it. They have phones. They go, and how are you celebrating tonight? Oh, we're just going out, Foxy. Have a good time. Here we go. This is, you know what I mean. Yeah. We've got to be. I've guessed we had Chris Martin in from Coldplay. Which is going to be a lot.
Well, Chris is still here.
Hello.
Chris, how did you come up with the ideas for your songs?
Just make them up in my head with the guitar.
And, how old are you now?
28.
Thanks very much. And that, more from Chris Martin later, I imagine.
Cheers.
And we've also had an email.
Cheers.
Thanks, Chris. We've also had an email from Jim. It's as easy as that. We've had an email from Jim. He says, on the subject of the postcards, his brother once met the bloke who posed for the photo on those biros that when you tip them up, the black ink kind of sinks away, and right. It shows him nude. And he was apparently an aspiring model, and he got paid $75 for it in Hong Kong in the 70s.
Carl, would you have done that? Would you pose nude for a pen for $75? I mean, inflation, can't up. I double it every 10 years, say. So, yeah, so 150, 300. I'll give you £600 to post news for biros that we give away for XFM.
An XFM biro, where your clothes sink away when you turn it upside down.
And what sort of shape was this fella in?
Did he's in pretty good shape, yeah, I think.
£600.
Yeah. I'll make it back on selling the pens.
No, I won't do that.
No. I always remember being at school, the first time I ever encountered one of those pens. There was a kid at school, Jason, and I had a pen, one of those pens, and he turned it upside down, and it was where the woman's clothes sink away and she's naked.
Yeah.
And I remember sort of seeing it and him showing it to everyone, all the young lads, and them thinking, this is amazing. And I always remember thinking it was like the idea that it was sort of a way to cheat teachers. Oh, there's Jason, he's just got a pen there with a picture of a woman wearing some clothes, that's fine.
Yeah.
There's nothing wrong with that.
If he brings a porn mag in, I'll have it.
Exactly.
But, yeah, but I can't.
But no. I've always imagined, can you imagine how embarrassing would it be to be caught masturbating over one of those pens?
Businessman.
Yeah, exactly, his wife catches him.
Sorry, what are you doing?
Just doing some writing with this regular pen.
Right, what?
Well, no, don't turn it upside down.
Can I just come round where you're sitting? Why are you naked?
The only thing I think more embarrassing would be to be caught masturbating looking into a mirror.
Well, for you, maybe. For me and Carl, you're right.
We should give the Rockbusters clues again one final time before we give out the answers. And I should mention the prizes as well, if you still want to enter. We've got some various things. A couple of CDs, a Smash Hits CD.
Like looking into a mirror.
Let's move on from that. Club Anthems 2003, Strange and Beautiful.
Nude.
Eh?
I hate being nude anyway.
Why? What do you mean you hate being nude?
It's not normal if you walk about. Do you walk about the house without on?
No, because we've got windows.
Yeah, but, alright, with the blinds shut or whatever.
Well, I have a bath.
No, but say like with, you know, with Jane and that. Are you happy walking about?
No, I'll walk around in my pants or a towel. I won't purposely walk around nude for the sake of it, no.
No, I know, so, but in the morning I don't mind when I get up.
Yeah.
Sort of go for a shower. But I don't sort of flaunt it about. I just wondered if that's normal or.
Well, no, what do you mean? Is it normal? If there's no one can see you, then.
No, like, but your girlfriend's in and that. But what I mean is.
Yeah.
It's like. You can put a pair of pants on, can't you? Do you know all I'm saying is.
Well, you can put Steve's on if you want.
Yeah, for 30 quid.
What do you want? Do you want to put a pair of pants on now?
No, it's just like you're asking me to do it for a pen.
What would you do, right, if you did that thing with Steve and you left your pants in there, you went and you put his on, but it was sort of like, it was damp.
Right, so Rockbusters then, we'll get this out of the way, right?
So the prizes, Carl,
I've mentioned there's a number of CDs. We've also got Wild Weather, a fascinating, it looks like two VHS set about weather, about various weather conditions around the world. That must be selling like hotcakes.
Sean Lloyd could be in that now.
Yeah, indeed. And also signed by Norman. It's Fatboy Slim's Big Beach Boutique. That must have been troublesome for the station that that has, you know, close ties with Norman to get hold of, but well done. And that's Fatboy Slim, Big Beach Boutique. So, yeah, there's a number of not bad prizes to give away there. And the clues were, Carl?
First one was, my younger brother spotted you the other day. The initials JS. We had, that champagne belongs to the boxer's kid. That was AM. And, third one, the vibrators.
That's rubbish, that one.
And the initial B.
We'll give away the prizes and the answers next.
Yeah. What are we going to play a record, or what we got coming up? We got Monkey News.
Yeah, we got that. We got,
got loads, too numerous to mention at the moment.
We got any adverts?
Got some of them.
Oh, brilliant.
Cram them in later.
Excellent, look forward to them.
Joe Jackson?
Good track, good tune.
Well, it's on.
Different for Girls, Joe Jackson on XFM 104.9, a retro cut. Bit of Monkey News would be good, Carl, if you got that. We're struggling here. We're struggling, Steve.
Wait a minute. You say that, but wait a minute. The answers for Rockbusters are coming up right now. So, you thought people were turning off?
What have we done? We've done Take My Shoes Off for Money. Take My Shoes Off for Money. We've done that. We've done, oh, look at these funny postcard breasts. And we've done We Didn't Win a Sony. Coming up,
regular
Monkey
features.
Got nothing, have we?
Come on.
Sometimes it's good. Come on, Carl, save us. You've got to save us.
We've done those answers now. We're doing them now, Steve.
Yeah.
Right. First one, my younger brother spotted you the other day. Yeah. The initials there, JS. That was Junior Senior. Right?
Yeah, good. I'll give you that.
Second one, that champagne belongs to the boxer's kid. That was AM. That was Alison's Moyet. Alison's Moyet. Alison Moyet.
Sorry, just
one.
Give us the clue again.
That champagne belongs to the boxer's kid.
So, Muhammad Ali's son.
Yeah.
Right, Alison's Moyet.
Yeah.
Brilliant.
And then third one, always an easy one in there for everyone so they can take part. The vibrators, the initials, B, that's Buzzcocks.
You can't say cocks. That's why you can't say cocks.
Have we got a winner?
We have indeed. I chose him because his name amused me, which is a bit harsh.
It's not Mr. Tits.
No, Gerald Preston. Sorry, Gerald, I don't know why that tickled me. It's so unfair.
It only tickled me because it's not funny. There's nothing funny with Gerald Preston. There is nothing funny.
I think it was because it sounded like it was a man of a different generation. I think that was my
Gerald Preston.
It sounded like.
That's terrible.
I know.
Right, Gerald, there's nothing funny about that name.
There's nothing funny about the name, Gerald.
Steve just made me laugh.
I don't know why that made us funny. It made us laugh, but. It just tickled me. Gerald, whatever you think of your name, don't worry, because these prizes include Fatboy Slim.
There's nothing funny about Gerald Preston.
I don't know, Gerald, if you're a fan of Wild Weather, but you've got a 2VH set coming to your way, so you certainly will be interested in extreme weather conditions by the end of that, I would have thought, plus some arbitrary CDs, so good luck, Jerry.
Oh, dear. Excellent. Right, brilliant.
Good. That's that sorted. Right, let's have another tune, and then maybe some Monkey News.
Yeah.
Well, actually, now you've sort of mentioned a bit of Monkey News, that I've found something in the week, right, that we've talked about in the past, right, that I've got some other monkey stuff, but this is just... Oh, forget it.
What? Come on! What's the matter with you?
Right, do you know that thing we did ages ago?
What?
When we were out one day and we're talking about monkeys in a room with a PC. And if you leave them in there long enough...
Yeah, eventually an infinite amount of monkeys, or... One monkey in an infinite amount of time will eventually type the complete work of Shakespeare, yeah.
Right, we talked about that ages ago.
Yeah.
I said it wouldn't happen.
No, it doesn't make sense. You can't say it wouldn't happen, it doesn't make sense. It's a mathematical conundrum. It doesn't make sense. Go on.
Anyway, right. They got a couple of monkeys.
Right, so not an infinite amount then.
Okay, so, all right, but never mind.
Yeah.
Got a couple of monkeys, put it in a room.
Yeah.
I don't know if it was one PC or they got a job lot or whatever.
Not an infinite amount then.
And left them in there for a month.
Oh, not an infinite amount of time then, either.
Okay.
So 2 monkeys a month. Okay, go on. Yeah, I see the experiment's working so far.
About 8 monkeys.
Oh, 8 monkeys. Oh, let me just work that out as a fraction of infinity. Right. It's one, hold on, infinity, eight into infinity. Oh, God, a month.
And what happened then, Carl? Did they type the complete Works of Shakespeare? I'm assuming they
no,
did.
They only did a proportion of it.
Okay, what
they just did Macbeth.
What happened then, Carl? Please tell us.
They didn't have anything. They didn't come up with anything.
You're an idiot, Carl. You really are an idiot. Play a record. That's ridiculous. Well, what did you expect? What did you expect? Yeah, a bit of Keats. And Pastry of the Radio Times by one of them, the cleverest one.
No, but what they did say is they didn't even write one word out.
What? No, you don't. No, infinity or nothing. That's the point. There's a big leap between any number you could think of and infinity. In fact, an infinite leap. Do you understand the concept of infinity? Don't rub your eyes. I lost him on. Do you?
Yeah.
Didn't I? Right. Play a record.
Did they type nothing from like any of the Tarzan books?
Nothing.
But they must have read that. I mean, that would be their favourite, surely. I'm stunned.
I can't believe they didn't even do like a transcript of Every Which Way But Loose.
Yeah.
I can't believe it. They must have chosen some really thick monkeys.
They didn't type any of Charlton Heston's speeches from Planet of the Apes.
I can't believe it.
It doesn't make sense.
It doesn't make sense. You'd have thought 6 monkeys in a month would have done something.
Yeah. At least a script from BJ and the Bear. The only thing, of course, in BJ and the Bear, that it was a monkey, not a bear.
Really?
Stuck in a moment, you can't get out of it. By you two, I know how they feel.
Oh, just a quick thought. I just had a sudden thought. Just a little update on something we talked about ages ago on the show. You might remember I said once that if I ever met Dido, I thought I had a good chance with her
because
she looks like the sort of woman that would work in, say, a photocopying shop.
Yeah,
and she'd probably be quite charmed by
or me. Or a secretary that sort of like wrote a couple of songs.
Exactly.
And the boss said entered her in something.
Yeah.
And it won.
She did them at the Christmas party. Everyone clapped.
Exactly. Yeah.
Well, anyway, just an update on that. So far, nothing's happened.
I haven't met her.
Nothing's going on. So I'll keep you posted on that, Rick. I know you're interested.
I imagine it's a foregone conclusion when you do, though.
That's the beauty of it.
Just, you know, when I hear you met her, you don't need to say any more.
Okay. Well, I'll just
wink and say I met Dido last night, and I'll go say no more.
Exactly.
You don't need.
I'll just look a little bleary-eyed.
Yeah.
You
know? Yeah.
Probably still wearing the same clothes
from the mace.
Yeah. Exactly.
Right.
Anyway, I just thought I'd keep you abreast of that.
Yeah. All the best from London, Carl. Come on, Carl, cheer up.
You've had
a good week.
Do you have to do a month's notice?
little bit of friction between Steve and Carl. I think they're, you know, they're getting to each other, which is
he's underpants are pinching.
Come on, Carl, cheer up. You're lucky. You know how many people would pay good money to...
Carl, you had a good night out this week. You went to the Sony's, you had a free meal.
Yeah, that annoyed me. I don't...
Well, no, we came away empty-handed, but...
Yeah.
It was a good night, wasn't it? You enjoyed that?
Did you enjoy that? I hate it, but go on.
I'm just finding more and more things are annoying me.
Really?
Like, even... Like, at that Sony's night, right, you've got a lot of, respectable people going to that thing, you know, people who are high up at the BBC and that.
Yeah.
And... Just the way, you know, it's a posh night, there's people there with dinner jackets on and stuff.
Mm.
And then I went to the toilet for a wee. Old fella in there. I thought he looks like he's been in the, you know, the radio game for years, probably done loads of award-winning Sony stuff.
Yeah.
You know, all the BBC documentaries to do, in-depth stuff, and I thought, you know, I wonder if I'll be like him when I'm older, I wonder if I'm as good as him. Thinking all that, he's having a wee in the next urinal. Farts.
I know. Yeah.
He just farts. Old fella in a dinner jacket, probably hired. And I thought
they think, well, I better do it in here. And it's sort of like a trumpet. And everyone just goes, yeah, that's fine. What's up with that? You know, yeah, I know what you mean. It's just the arrogance of doing it.
He just did it. It sounded like a lost whale. and he didn't sort of go and try and clinch it. He carried on, and then he went, oh, that was a good one.
Really?
Old fella, must have been about 70.
Oh, dear.
And
well, better out than in.
Yeah.
But it's not, though. I wasn't brought up like that, you see.
Right.
Because I did it I mean, I never really did it that much as a kid.
Sure.
And then I was at my mum and dad's.
You never did it that much as a kid. What, farted?
Yeah.
Okay.
Not just like, you know, as a joke and that.
We are taping this for next year's Sony Award, aren't we? We're taping this, what we're talking about now, aren't we? Mm. To hand in. Because this is, go on.
But I was at my mum and dad's, right? And Suzanne was sat on the floor in front of me. And she was like, oh, rub me neck, it's hurting. So I thought, oh, and I hate doing that. It really bores me.
Well,
like,
she's your girlfriend, for goodness sake.
I know. Yeah. Dale Winton's different. You're getting paid for that. Go on.
So I thought, the only way to shift her, I'll let one go, right? So I did that.
I love that!
It's such a loving relationship.
I love that! That's great! So like she's doing the washing up badly.
Yeah.
She won't ask me again. What have you done? I've smashed the cups up and I've written in excrement across the wall. Well, that's no good, isn't it? Well, yeah. I won't do it again, then.
Give me the marigolds, I'll do it.
I've nailed the cat to the fridge. What's up with that?
Yeah.
Go on.
But yeah, so I did that, and it worked. She sort of got up and said, oh. And my dad said, what do you do that for?
Yeah. What was he thinking?
So I said, oh, I hate rubbing a neck. It does me head in. So he says, you know, I've never trumped in front of your mother for 40 years.
Sorry, where was this? Chigley? Why is this family talking like this?
Yeah.
Young Carl, I've never trumped in front of your mother in 35 years. I don't know what.
No, it's just that he said, you know, we've done a lot of things in the family that
we're not proud of. Hold on, what did he say that for? What, he's never trumped in front of your mother?
He just offered that information up.
Well, he just was surprised that I did it. He said, where have you got that from?
Yeah.
Whoa, you're lowering intestines, I thought. What do you mean? You have to imagine there's a class of farting. Oh, no. we haven't told our kids about farting. he doesn't do it. We haven't told them about it. We haven't. No, we don't do it in front of them. You have to learn it, do you?
No, I know, but there's a place. That's what I was always told.
Go on.
There's a place for that.
Cornwall.
So, and my mum, you know, it's the same. She doesn't do it.
Right.
If she goes to the toilet to, you know, do what you got to do, she makes sure, like, she'll sort of say things like, are you going out for a walk?
Are you going out for a walk?
Does she know that you're broadcasting this?
Well, yeah.
She's probably around at the neighbours now, listening.
Yeah.
Any of you going out for a walk?
Yeah, she's at the door.
So she waits until everyone's left, or?
She doesn't like the thought that everyone, do you know, like, cats don't like you staring at them when they're doing it?
I've never stared at a cat while it was doing anything.
Have you ever had a pet cat?
What do you mean? Yeah, go on.
No, it's just that cats, you know, if you get them a little litter tray.
Yeah.
I remember being told, like, now, when it does use it, don't sort of go and look at it. it puts it off. I was the same as a kid.
Who comes and looks at you when you're on the bottle?
No, when I was a kid and I was in a nappy, right, yeah. I used to always, there was a corner in the kitchen that, yeah, I'd always go to. And everyone would be
Why
like...
Why did you go to the toilet?
Because they had a nappy on.
Oh, yeah, right, how old were you?
14th birthday?
About three or something.
Yeah, right.
And I used to always go to this corner, and yeah, everyone said, right, he's going to the corner, don't watch, don't stare at him.
And the thing is, I can so imagine you, because you've got the same head.
Yeah, you look like a baby.
It's just the pain in his head. But with that, would you put a nappy on for 50 quid?
Now?
Yeah. I'll just be sitting, do your work, right?
Well, anyway,
just
anyway,
sit in
right?
the corner.
So I'm not doing that, right?
Come on.
So, yeah, my mum's like that, and something else she's good. I mean, people might not know.
At dinner party, oh, no, it's Mrs. Pilkerton just in the corner. Just don't look at her.
Yeah, don't look at Mrs. P.
She's just in the corner of our kitchen. Don't just look at her. What's she doing? She's just doing her business. She's there, she is. There she is, squatting. Are you going for a walk?
Sorry, you were saying, Carl.
Another trick I've learnt from her, right? If you're using, say, a friend's toilet or something, you don't want to leave your mark.
Go down the toilet and flush it.
Use a, take a box of matches with you.
Yes.
Set fire to the curtains.
Set fire to the curtains, cause a distraction.
Burn the place down, and have a wonderful crap, and just leave when the fire brigade get there.
Oh, forget it.
Brilliant. Who is it?
It's Vines.
Yeah.
It's a good one.
We don't go brilliant, do you? If you're going to talk, you do say something useful.
There you go. Vines, yeah. They're homesick.
Brilliant. No, come on, we should do monkey news now. because I know you want to save it, but I think you should put your best stuff first. You never know what will happen, you know what I mean? Always put your best stuff out there.
Let me just get it out of the,
Okay, well, while he's getting it, can we have a jingle for Monkey News?
Yeah.
Chimpanzee, that Monkey News!
Tell you what, right, about putting, putting your best stuff first.
Yeah.
Right. Do you know what we were saying the other week about in Chinatown?
Not really a town.
Well, it's not a town, right? And, like, the restaurants, they have, like...
Oh, those old dead ducks and chickens just hanging in the window, yeah.
An octopus and all that just hanging there.
Yeah.
And that doesn't, like, make you want to go in, does it?
No, sure.
This morning, walking through Soho on the way in, walked past this sort of strip joint place. This woman said, "Do you want to come in, sir?" Right, turn round. She must have been about 80.
So you're equating her to a hangy bit of octopus.
Well, you said, "Are you performing?"
And a chicken.
I'm just saying again. Put your best stuff at the front door.
Yeah, good thinking.
All right. Anyway, bit of Monkey News that's been it's been sent in.
Right,
Gareth in Catford.
Right,
good work, Gareth.
Basically. It's about this, this monkey.
Oh, yeah.
Oh, yeah.
In the jungle.
Yeah.
it's got a gig at an hairdresser's.
What are you talking about? What are you talking about?
It's got itself a nice little job going in an hairdresser's.
As what?
It, gets people sitting down. And what it does before the people have their hair cut, that, it sort of sits there. And it goes through people's hair, makes sure it's clean. And people are loving it.
Right, backtrack.
So it's a pet monkey. It's nothing to do with it getting a gig in an hairdresser's. It's a pet monkey.
It's not working at Monkey and Guy.
Yeah.
No, seriously, it's in there. I think it might have started off as a job and then...
So what does it say? It says junior £15, stylist £35, monkey £63.
Sorry, I didn't quite follow. It's in the jungle.
It was wondering about... Right. Maybe it did start
But it looks good, its hair looks good, someone thought, hang on.
Yeah, but never, ever, you see, people make that mistake with hairdressers anyway. I always say, well, if the hairdresser's got a good haircut, go to where he's going.
Right.
Right? Because that's what I thought when I read it, about having a good haircut.
How often do you go to the hairdressers?
Well, not that much anymore, but I used to always think that.
Yeah.
You used to go to a bloke who told me had his shack on a railway bridge that used to shake when a train went over.
Yeah.
Because it was £2.
Yeah, but before that, I've never had that much luck with hairdressers. Before that was another place, and it was run by sort of, you know, these sort of wannabe gangster type people.
Oh, yeah.
But they'd, you know, you'd go in
what
for haircut.
What do you mean by wannabe gangsters?
Well, sort of just petty crime stuff. You'd go in for a haircut and then you'd walk out with a video recorder. Do you know what I mean?
You don't have to take it.
No, I know, but they'd sort of spend ages flogging you that whilst cutting your hair. It was their thing. It's like, right, sit down, you're right.
Yeah.
Oh, yeah.
Is that for the weekend? What are you thinking of? Maybe a Sony.
Yeah. So that's when I stopped going there, because it was like, this is what I haircut, I don't want to be hassled.
Which one said that you had the hair of a Chinaman?
It's the fella who works in a railway station haircut.
Well, he should know. I mean, he's been around a bit, clearly, if he runs a shack next to a railway station.
So,
can we just go back to Monkey News for a second?
So anyway, that's all,
I didn't quite follow why his salon is in the jungle, or where is it?
No, he was doing what he does in the jungle, right?
Right.
He's walking about, he wanders into the hairdressers.
Yeah.
Maybe they didn't have him on, like, as a job straight away, he was just there.
He was training,
said, this is nice. He's sat there picking the nits and
Carl, I don't know where to start.
Then
it's just the embellishment. You don't he walks from a jungle to an hairdresser's. I mean, you're an idiot. You really are an idiot. I'd love to see you try and get a job in an hairdresser if there was another monkey up for it. You'd never get a job.
So he was good at that. People said this is relaxing. Apparently he had really nice hands, soothing, right, on people's heads. They said, let's put him on the payroll.
Put him on the payroll. What do you mean?
Yeah, I'll give you that.
Okay, this is the news item, is it? Customers are queuing up to have their hair done at a salon in the jungle by a monkey. Mm. Judy, a pigtailed macaque, has a reputation as the best exterminator of head lice in Comkain. She is so good, some customers fall asleep under her gentle touch. Regular Amporon Chekema said, Judy's hands are so soft and gentle, I really feel I can relax.
But you know that is doing what it does naturally. It's looking for, like, salt and stuff in the hair.
Yeah.
And knits. It's not on the payroll. It doesn't complain about when it gets deducted at national insurance.
It's not part of the union.
Yeah. Do you know what I mean? but a good monkey news, you know, backed up with good tabloid with journalism.
With solid evidence there.
So
now that's. I think maybe we should start marking the monkey news, Rick. I don't know what you think. Giving it marks out of 10, maybe. For both interest and validity.
Well, for interest, I'll give it 7. For Carl's. Carl believing that there was something to this monkey, thinking it had a job and getting paid.
But it was also doing kind of perms.
2.
And colouring.
2.
Yeah.
Ridiculous. Again, ridiculous.
More monkey news next week. Hopefully, let's just hear that jingle again.
Oh, chimpanzee, that monkey news. Peace Train. Isn't that brilliant? Cat Stevens. Now, well, I've sort of enjoyed the last sort of, you know, hour or so after the disappointment of the Sonys. I think we are going to give up, to be honest. Do another week and then shoot off.
Yeah, knock it on the head.
Okay. We're only doing it for a laugh anyway. But
if they're not going to reward us for that, then
do you know what I mean?
It's not really worth it.
But I'll tell you what could. But what about this? Carl, can you find out who was on the panel? Can you?
But what difference does it make?
Well, I want you to phone them up and I want to tell them why they didn't think our show was any
good. Yeah, let them explain themselves.
Just explain themselves. They've got to stand by their convictions. Find them all. Track them down. There's probably about 300.
What do you expect then? They're not going to say, no, you're right, the monkey knew should have, you know, done the job for you.
I just want people, I don't want to be, I don't want to sit in a room and hide. I want the 3 people on the panel, I'll find them out, to say, we didn't vote for you because we thought it was shoddy, amateurish, annoying, there was too much swearing. I'll go, fair enough, well done, mate. You. We didn't vote for you because Carl's voice is an irritant. Okay? Okay? Well done, mate. You're all right. We didn't vote for you because, Gervais, you're a fat, useless git who understands nothing about broadcasting.
And you might know something.
Yeah. And I'll go, right, I'm not so happy with that, but at least you told the truth.
Mm-hmm.
But get them on the phone. Find out from Andrew.
None of them have mentioned me, which is good.
I know,
think I'm pretty good.
Yeah. Yeah. They probably all love Steve.
Mm. No one likes to pick on an invalid, though. Do you know what I mean?
We got a player request here for, what's her name, who's... Don't leave it, Steve. Sonia, who's 18 today. We couldn't find William. It was really nothing worth Smith, because... whoever is in charge of the library, I mean, they probably won an award for it, but, you know, she didn't ask for 4 non-blondes, so I found There Is a Light by the Smiths. So, a week to go.
Just, it's not, I'm not.